Welcome back to another Short Shifts. We are live in our Hockey Think Tank community right now. Community.thehockeythinktank.com.
Boom.
Boom. Go. Jeffrey Lovecchio has no idea what my topic is. And should you choose to accept, Vex, I think you're going to like this one. You ready?
I am. Hit me.
Let's talk about the cycle.
Oh, okay.
Talk about the cycle. I have a feeling you're a pretty big cycle guy back in the day. Games changed a little bit. Not as much cycle going on anymore.
Games changed.
I still want to talk about it. So let's talk about the cycle. I'm leaving a big picture for you.
Boom. Yeah. I think the whole goal is a 2-on-1 players. I think when you're younger and you practice cycling to just practice cycling. Like, you know, I'm sure you did the drill where you like go in and you just like, okay, just chip it off the boards and just do that again. Do it. As you get older, you start to like gamify. You start to like try and play chess, not checkers. I'm not just chipping it off the boards because it's a last ditch effort. Like, you can use this as a good play if you chip it off the boards in a good spot, putting it over the yellow, you know, line so that the other player has a harder time knocking it down. Then you cut back and find a way for that guy to cut back. And now you kind of create like a rotating pick and you're 2-on-1-ing that guy in the corner. Like, you're always trying to look for 2-on-1s all over the ice. And cycling is a good way to do that, because when you cycle the puck, a lot of defending players will like look back and they kind of lose you. And so like that, anytime a defending player looks away from you, you've got to exploit that and find a way to jump off their back or go a different way and try and take that to your, use that to your advantage and create that 2-on-1. But I loved picking the puck up in the corner. Loved it. My favorite thing. I knew that if I was going at the corner, I was coming out of the corner with the puck and I was going to have an offensive opportunity more often than not, because a lot of players don't learn how to like use the boards. The glass usually has some give. So if you learn how to spin right as a defenseman is hitting you in the corner, because the boards are angled, and if you kind of like push up into the glass as they hit you, you roll your body, you bounce off the glass, and it's kind of like a slingshot. And if you learn how to get your feet under you and take like pop, 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 three quick strides out of that, off the cycle, you can be deadly at driving the net and trying to create havoc and a puck, you know, bouncing around the crease, and you try and get a greasy one. Like, I'm telling you, that was my favorite part of the game.
You were a big cycle guy.
I didn't love cycling, but I loved getting the puck out of the cycle. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to just sit there.
Legs going.
Yeah, I didn't want to sit there and cycle all day. But like, if I had the opportunity to get a step on a D-man going into the pile, I knew I was coming out with it offensively.
Yeah, yeah. We used to. Everybody used to probably do the drills 20 years ago, where three guys would go. First guy would pick up the puck. He'd cycle it down. Then that person would bring the puck up, cycle it down, and then you just like go to the net. You go in a circle like six times.
That drill. Oh God. I did that.
Can you believe we used to do that? It was hockey was a different game.
I did that drill. It's and like so many guys did it on autopilot. Like, you know, like they're just like, boom, boom, just bouncing it off the boards and just like, oh yeah. Man. Yeah. That was a tough drill.
So the way the game is defended now in the D zone, is a lot different. We used to play a lot of man on man, right? Like man on man was bigger when we were.
Loved man on man.
Exactly. And I did too. And for all the short players out there, like you talk about man on man, like I always saw being short on the cycle as an advantage.
For sure.
You can be so much more agile against some of these bigger guys, make one move one way and boom, you're gone the other way. And like you're shot out of a cannon and they struggle to get their whole body around to try and defend you. And so, but I will say that talking about the cycle, most teams don't defend that way anymore down low. When it gets up top, it's a little bit more man on man, but down low, teams are typically trying to outnumber. As soon as that puck gets into the corner in some capacity, you're going to see one, two, potentially even three players trying to surround you. So there's not as much of a cycle game anymore as they're used to when we were playing. And so what you see now more in the cycle is rather than kind of like cycling it down into the corner and then picking it up and kind of coming up the wall towards the blue line, which is how it used to be. Now it's a lot more trying to change sides. And so you're not cycling it to the corner anymore. Like if you got the puck up by the hash marks, you're going to hard rim it so it gets to the net. And then that net front player, rather than going on an angle into the corner to bring the puck up, now you're using the net, you're shielding that defender, and you're going to take that puck, and you're probably going to go to the other side around the net to try and spread that defense out a little bit more. And they're not able to, outnumber you in that instance, right? And so,
San Jose Sharks, like, dude, that playing against the Sharks organization in the AHL was so hard because they used the net a lot, like, you know, what's his name, Joe Thornton and the Sharks started doing, you know, the last like 20 years. And when you cycle it down hard to the net and that offensive player kind of is able to use the net as a screen, like Toph is saying, and you have like a, you can get your head up and like you can look like the whole offensive zone, you're looking this way. Whereas when you cycle it to the corner, you're usually the offensive player skating to the corner. So everything is behind you. The whole ice is behind you. But if you catch the harder cycle behind the net, and now I'm getting the puck on my forehand, I'm able to see everything in front of me in the offensive zone. You can make way better decisions and your scoring percentage and chances are going to go up. And it's hard to defend.
Yeah. And when you're changing sides, like going around the net, it shifts the D zone and puts them in situations where now they got to get to different spots and they might have to, you know, change positions, depending on how they do their D zone. And so, yeah, it's just so much different than when we were playing. You can still have sustained zone time. Sustained zone time when we were playing was we're going to cycle the crap out of you in the corner. You know, now teams are playing it where you ain't getting any time and space in the corner. So now you do it more by low to high, spread the zone, switch sides, shot retrievals, you know, going in and getting second chances because you win races for pucks after shots and stuff like that. So it's a bit of a different game. And, you know, defensively, you call them kind of one and dones. If a puck goes into it, like if a guy is skating the puck up the wall towards the blue line and cycles it down, like you want a one and done it where you get there, you kill the play quick, and that's just the one cycle and that's it, as opposed to letting them continue to have possession with the puck. Maybe they go on the other side, like we're talking about, and now you got to defend more. Now they get second chance. Like, so it's a different game. It's a different game in how people defend in the D zone. But the one thing that I did want to talk about, and I'll ask you this, especially as someone who puck protection was a big part of your game, I think a really awesome skill for a good offensive zone player is to understand pressure and when to protect the puck and when to release the puck. Right? When can I protect it, keep possession that way? You might have one defender on you, whatever. And when do I know the dogs are coming and I'm going to have to release this because I'm going to get outnumbered real quick? I think that's a really big hockey sense thing for players nowadays. And it's something that I think coaches could and should work on with their players in practice.
Absolutely love that. And I would even add one more to that as a caveat, probably too, like also when to expose the puck to the middle of the ice. There's so many players when they're younger, and coaches who are listening know exactly what I'm saying. When they're younger, instead of turning back towards the boards for the safer, you know, turn back, cut back, turn back, whatever you want to call it. And they always try to turn to the middle of the ice and the D-man stick is right there. I'm not saying never do that, but learning when to do that, because when you can turn to the middle of the ice and you have a little bit of time, you're going to be able to make a way more informed play because you're looking at the whole rest of the ice. But you know what I'm talking about, Toph? Like young players, a lot of times will turn back into the inside, try and make a move, and the D-man takes it and they go. I think learning that pressure and feeling where you are is also really important too.
Yeah, like learning how to protect the puck rather than exposing it and trying to beat a guy one-on-one in a tight area, which... Right. The higher the level that you go, the less that happens.
Yep.
You know, the less forwards try to beat D one-on-one. And it's because you can never do it. Like it's really hard to do.
It's tough.
But I think having the ability to understand, and Joe Thornton was probably the best at this. When am I going to use my big butt to protect the puck and keep it and hold on to it, let the plays develop, and then I'm going to make a play to one of my teammates versus when do I need to make a play quick? When do I need to get rid of it? I think that's a really, really valuable skill. So, Psycho Man, this was fun. This was fun.
I like
Short
this.
Shifts is now over 10 minutes. Share the show.
Share it. Or else you're dead to me.